Read the News is read this morning by Brian Jennings.
The Cabinet meets this morning with ministers expected to finalise a government counter-motion to a Sinn Féin proposal to extend the eviction ban. Coalition leaders meeting last night are said to have reached broad agreement on the text. Separately, ministers will also be presented with outline legislation regarding a windfall tax on energy companies. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
Environment Minister Eamon Ryan will seek Cabinet backing today for his legislative windfall tax plan, which could result in between 280 and 600 million euro beginning to be generated for the Exchequer from energy companies by next September. However, much of the focus today will be on Sinn Féin's private members' motion, which seeks to extend the eviction ban. It will be debated tonight in the Dáil and voted on tomorrow. It's expected that ministers will sign off on the text of the government's counter-motion at Cabinet, which will include details of measures it says will assist the rental sector and help to prevent homelessness. However, TDs from the regional independent group have indicated that their support for the counter-motion will hinge on whether the government accepts their amendments on wider housing policy.
EU ministers meeting in Brussels will today endorse elements of the Windsor Framework, which makes changes to the Northern Ireland Protocol. The EU's chief negotiator, Maros Šefčovič, will brief European Affairs ministers on the recent draft agreement reached with the UK ahead of an EU-UK joint committee meeting in London later this week, which will formally adopt the changes. Yesterday, the DUP said it would vote against the so-called Stormont Brake element of the deal in a House of Commons vote. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
The Windsor Framework is a set of political declarations and legal texts, which the EU and UK agreed following months of technical negotiations in order to alleviate the burden of the protocol on traders and to make it more palatable to unionists. It envisages a new red and green lane system for goods entering Northern Ireland from GB, which should dramatically reduce paperwork and checks, and it provides for the so-called Stormont Brake, whereby 30 MLAs can raise concerns so that, in exceptional circumstances, updated or amended EU single market rules might not apply in Northern Ireland. These elements will legally take effect once a decision is adopted by the EU-UK Joint Committee meeting this Friday in London. Today, EU ministers are expected to endorse this legal change. The EU will also change some of its own legislation on, for example, the flow of GB medicines to Northern Ireland, and that will be a separate process. Despite the DUP saying it will vote against the UK legislation establishing the Stormont Brake in the Commons tomorrow, both the EU and UK are pressing ahead with the process. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The US has urged Chinese President Xi Jinping to press his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to halt war crimes in Ukraine. The two leaders will meet again today for official talks during Mr. Xi's first visit to Moscow since the invasion. The US has called on Mr. Xi to urge Mr. Putin to withdraw troops from Ukraine and said seeking a ceasefire would not be enough. The government will today launch a national action plan to tackle racism. The plan is in response to evidence of what it describes as the persistence of racial discrimination across many spheres of life. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
Back in 2020, a committee was established by the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth to help create a new action plan against racism for Ireland. The plan, which will be launched later today, notes that integration and equality monitoring consistently shows that people from minority groups have higher probabilities of poorer outcomes. The Anti-Racism Committee, which includes people from diverse backgrounds, some of whom have experienced racism, has suggested priority actions and recommendations to tackle the issue. They include supporting people who experience racism by protecting them from racist incidents and crimes, addressing ethnic inequalities in education and employment, ensuring minority participation in communities, politics and the media. It suggests using data to measure the impact of racism, and it suggests combating racism through policies, programmes and legislation.
The first Irish study of those who have been stalked or harassed has revealed that the majority did not report the incidents to Gardaí. Over 1,000 people took part in the University College Cork survey. Kate Carlin reports.
A fear of not being believed or taken seriously meant over 50% of people who suffered harassment and stalking did not go to Gardaí. And while 42% of people did report incidents, experiences were said to be more negative than positive. The perpetrators were mostly known to victims, and respondents reported being threatened, physically attacked and sexually assaulted. People taking part in the study said they received inappropriate texts, WhatsApps and emails, while a high proportion were also the target of inappropriate social media contact.
The French government has narrowly survived a vote of no confidence, which was triggered when it forced through an increase in the pension age to 64. It sparked new anti-government protests in Paris last night, where over 100 people were arrested after standoffs with police. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Future-proof your comfort with the biofuel-compatible Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Brighter sunny intervals and scattered showers at first. Rain in the west and southwest extending countrywide later. Highest temperatures 10 to 13 degrees.